Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's a story you don't see every day.
So what happened?
Well, college kids do dumb things.
Oh, sure. They're having fun.
Sometimes they go out of their way to do dumb things knowing they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the question here.
Oh.
Did they think they were doing something dumb? Or did they think they were doing something they were allowed to be doing? Because this college is a very smart college.
Mm.
And it's hard to imagine even someone with minimal intelligence thinking this is okay. Unless, Tommy,
yeah,
this is something folks who are into the wilderness would not have a problem with, and we are the ones that are actually being prude.
The wilderness?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. College is back in session.
Oh, yeah.
Us, New York State.
Mm.
But a college just down the road from us, hell of a headline this morning. You ready?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, a photo surfaced of two Cornell students skinning a black bear in a campus residence hall.
Oh, this has got to be BS. They killed a black bear and skinned it on campus?
The story, which was published in the Ithaca Voice, the newspaper, says the students, who, by the way, held valid hunting licenses, yeah, if that matters to you here, reportedly killed the bear and processed its meat inside the kitchen of the dorm building. The picture showed the skin carcass on a kitchen table.
Oh, my God.
Another picture showed raw meat being stored in a dorm fridge.
Yeah.
So people have flipped the F out.
Yikes.
You don't normally see this happening in a dorm.
Yeah.
Room. But here's where it gets interesting. The police were called.
Yeah.
And they came down and they filed a report. But as of now, no charges have been filed.
So they didn't do anything illegal?
That is the question. Legally.
Legally, the killing of the bear seems as though it was legal.
You like, got it.
What about the processing the meat?
But the whole, like the after part, I guess, is where there's a little gray area maybe based on where they did it.
I mean, I guess you could ask ethically if they did anything wrong.
Well,
here.
It's not their, it's
in the dorm kitchen.
But it's not their. It's not theirs.
It's not theirs.
It's not like
residence.
You did it at your house.
Yeah.
It's the property of the college.
Okay, but
right.
There's
I would
no
think
sign-
if anything, you'd be more in trouble with like breaking dorm rules than anything that's against the law.
Can I not prepare food in the kitchen to play devil's advocate here?
Okay, fair.
You can. All right, let's say you caught a fish.
Yeah.
In a stream.
Yeah.
You brought it back, chopped the head off, you cook it. All right.
Sure.
True.
How is this different? I mean, I know why it's
different. It's a huge-ass fish.
I'm not arguing they should be allowed to do this. What I'm asking is this one of those things that's allowed because no one in a million years would have thought someone's going to skin a black bear in the dorm kitchen?
We don't have it on the books as it being illegal. That could be a case, I guess.
All right, the phone number is
252-WCMF,
252-9263. Is this an inappropriate thing for these college kids to do?
Oh, yeah.
You say yes.
I mean, you made a mess of the joint.
Kimmy, would you agree with Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you deal with a lot of stuff when you live in a dorm. Like you see that like people live very differently than you. But like they're like, I feel like stumbling upon something like this,
an
I
autopsy?
Would be just wildly scarred for life.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that it's something that you're allowed to do and it's preparing food but I would be like, this seems like a very crazy move to me.
Okay, but
that's sanitary.
How do you know though?
I guess I've
never been to Cornell dorm kitchens, but usually those kitchens are pretty tight, pretty small.
That are in the dorms?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had kitchens.
I don't know.
It's
they
more
had
of like it used to, again, depending on like the style of dorm, but usually it's just a little common area that people share.
All right, but if we're going to have this discussion, right, and we walk through this, talking ethical, unethical, appropriate, inappropriate, it seems like Kimmy, these kids were going to use the meat. They didn't kill it for sport, so that's ethical.
Yeah.
They had their hunting licenses. That's ethical.
Okay.
They obviously knew what they were doing in skinning this bear and freezing the meat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't like dive into this without having some experience, I would think.
The only issue here is everyone else in the dorm subjected
to this.
Walking by a bear filleted on a kitchen table in a public space.
I mean, I would guess like the mess.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's just
so you
like
think,
such a disaster.
You think they shouldn't be arrested?
Look, I'm not saying this is something I'm cheering for, like, oh, this is a great idea, but I'm asking what they did
wrong? I don't think they should be arrested, but I do think, like, the dorm should now make some new rules, like, hey, no bringing in stuff you just killed in the wild.
There you go.
And look, we're
maybe do that elsewhere.
Yeah.
We're not of the hunting world, so like we're prude to this. I would freak out if I saw this too, but like I can also appreciate like people who know what they're doing.
But they also had the knives and the skinning utensils.
Well, yeah, but
are you allowed to have all that on campus?
There are colleges that have culinary.
It smelled pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Smell? Ugh.
But like if you want to talk about the knives and stuff, if I can prepare my dinner in that
kitchen. But I'm saying you can't bring you can't have a major like butchering knife.
Why?
Because I would think on campus?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're preparing food.
No,
if it's
as
like
a student.
Yeah, there are culinary students that would have all that stuff.
Okay, but that's not a culinary school, is it?
No, but the point I'm making is I don't know what the argument would be against having that.
Because you call that a knife?
Oh, you're doing the gecko?
Yeah.
All right,
so it's just... All right, let him go.
No, I'm not saying let him go. I'm not saying
you know what else I was thinking?
Skin those bears. I'm just saying like I don't know where they're in trouble.
I don't know where they would store all this meat.
Yeah, that's another
thing. You can't have like full-size refrigerators normally in your dorm room. Usually it's just those little mini fridges.
Oh, those big like standalone freezers with the lid.
Yeah, maybe there's a shared refrigerator in the kitchen area, but what are you going to use all the space for this bear meat?
It said there was a picture of the bear meat in the freezer. All right, folks, we're waiting on hold. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. For example, Salt asks, has anyone checked on the Cornell University mascot, Touchdown the Bear? 252-WCMF, two Cornell students are under fire after police say they skinned a black bear.
So they dragged that thing into dorm.
Like, they
must've. Alone would be so suspicious looking.
It's bloody ass.
Yeah.
So police say they skinned the black bear in a campus residence hall kitchen. There are pictures of the skinned carcass on a kitchen table. Another showed the raw meat being stored in a refrigerator. People are very upset about this, right? And, you know, look, I'm not going to argue. Coming across a filleted bear isn't inappropriate. So police investigated, but they're not being charged with anything. They both have their hunting licenses. They were using the meat, it looks like, or going to use the meat. So, as alarming as this is.
Doing it by the book.
We are prude in the world of skinning an animal. Let's talk to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Morning.
What up?
So everything they did was 100% legal and above board. The only thing, you know, from an outside perspective, you know, maybe processing it in the field would have been maybe the less public eye.
Nah, come on, man. We're going to go skinning in the quad.
Well, no, but Kyle, Kyle, that's the
nothing,
big... Hold on, stop.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, Kyle, stop. I agree with you. Everything about the skin of a bear and eating the meat, fine. The big issue here is that they did it in the kitchen. That's
the
issue.
In the dorm. And it's not their property.
What's the difference between breaking down a full chicken versus a bear?
Also like, would not break... Oh, you mean like cutting a cooked chicken?
No, like say you got you get a chicken from the store. Yeah. What's the difference between, you know, taking the thighs and everything else apart versus a bear, or doing a couple of those?
You're asking what the difference between cutting a raw chicken and skinning a black bear in a dorm kitchen would be?
I don't want to eat at your house.
It's processing a different animal.
No, I get.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I would say if I saw a chicken being processed, I would probably be like, "This seems unnecessary."
Cornell is also an agriculture school, so I don't understand why this is such a big deal. Because you know,
you took it too far.
They have a full dairy and beef side. You know, there's hogs, everything else in between. So, what's the difference of processing it there altogether.
Well, again, it's also not a conventional area where you would do that.
Yeah, I think like it's fine if it's like your own kitchen or your own apartment or whatever. I think it's just the fact that this is like a shared space for a lot of students that...
It's a common area.
Yeah.
Like if I'm an English major and I come around the corner and there's a filleted bear on the table...
Yeah, I think about that. I'm going to walk in there and make a cup of coffee in the morning. And I got my Fruit Loops. And I've got bloody carcass all over there. And I would go, oh, what do you got? Is this a chicken? Yeah, it's a big-ass chicken
big
you got
ass
here.
Black, hairy chicken.
Yeah, what's going on?
As long as it's clean when they're done.
I don't want to be around you, bro.
Problem?
All right, so Kyle, Tommy is out on Kyle's birthday party.
Stay away from
me,
Kyle.
Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. 252.
Bloody Kyle.
Adam writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Take this with a grain of salt because we don't know Adam. He says, weird fact of the day, the only thing black bears can carry is trichinosis, which is like a ringworm. If the meat isn't cooked to 165 degrees, humans can contract it.
Oh, good. I get ringworm out of that?
Roger said it has to be a health code violation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a place where you would butcher an animal.
By the way, Mark says Cornell does have a culinary school.
Oh, so why didn't they take it there?
Well, I don't know if you can...
Nice kitchen to do it
well,
in.
I don't normally...
You could just go use a kitchen, I would guess.
Yeah, let's just use the common area.
I know, good point.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh. What's up, buddy?
I'm more curious, does it say what size the bear was?
Full-ass bear.
We do not have height, weight, age on bear.
Well, let's just go with it's a standard black bear.
Because, all right, so a standard black bear, two kids dragging that thing into there is freaking impressive.
Yeah, let's slap them on the back.
Because, like, they got to weigh at least over, probably like 150 or more. And then they somehow dragged it into the kitchen? Like, does it say they processed it on a table, or they just did it, like, on the floor?
It says in the story that the bear carcass, there's a picture of the bear filleted on the table.
Okay. I mean, I give those two kids credit just for that one.
Well, two strapping kids can pick up 150 pounds of weight, put it on a table. Two guys?
Well, no, but think about where you're...
You got to lift with your
knees.
Would I
have done what they did? No. I guess unless there's no, like, rules in the college, which I doubt a college would have ever guessed
that good
this
point.
Would happen, I don't think there's any rules against it, but I bet you now Cornell's going to make, like, an amendment to their...
Good call, buddy. Good call.
No processing foreign meat in the kitchen.
We got it. Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a
no
good rest.
No cussing, right. No spitting, and no processing.
I would be pissed if I am somebody who, again, shares this area,
oh God,
and now there's no
be.
Room for me to put like my ice cream in the freezer.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah, where's my smoothie going to go?
Like, how long is it going to take them to go through a full bear?
That's a good question. By the way, if I already had my ice cream in there, now it tastes like bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Paul writes us on Instagram. Great, according to Tommy, now we're down to only four bears in the state.
Think of that.
You got that going. That's a terrible thing. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. These two Cornell students accused of skinning a black bear and processing it in the kitchen of their dorm room. They had their hunting license.
Yeah.
There were pictures of the meat being put in the fridge. So what they were doing is ethical, right? Everything so far, there's been an investigation. There have been no arrests. And what we're trying to figure out is, look, there's a difference between illegal and appropriate.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
Because, like, look, if you want to say they didn't break the rules, fine. Maybe they are naive to this. I can understand that. But how do you sit here and say you should fillet a bear, process a bear in a dark? Let's talk to Jesse. Hey, Jesse, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How are you guys?
I know where this voice is going. Yeah. What do you got, Jesse?
So I honestly see no issue with it. I mean, I think it's probably some of the best education some of them kids will ever get.
What's the education?
The education, how to survive. You tell me.
They're in college.
How many kids have.
I mean, they're probably getting a pretty good education at Cornell.
Hold on. Let the man speak. Right. Jesse, go ahead.
Cornell.
College is not everything, man. The way this world is these days, people need to learn to survive off everything that's there.
Okay, Jesse, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you real quick.
Go ahead,
just
buddy.
Going down that road. All right. So let's say I learn how to hunt. We all learn how to hunt and survive and all this stuff, right? So now, Jesse, we can all kill bears and deers and eat them and process them. Now that we all know how to do that, we're going to have a serious problem, Jesse, because I heard there's only four bears left in bears in New York State.
We are dwindling.
There are plenty of folks that go out. There are plenty of folks that go out during deer season and don't get it. Like, Jesse, you want me to not learn how to do this, so if for some reason the universe does collapse and you do have to rely on this, that you're going to be able to eat because I'm not taking your bear from
you. Yeah, we got to go to you, Jesse.
But so it's not just wild animals. It's your farm animals, it's your chickens, it's everything. It's cows, it's beef, It's everything.
All right, but Jesse, here's the thing.
If you want to go on knife size, of appropriate knife size, you don't need a huge knife to cut up an animal.
I do.
You just got to have can-do spirit.
Well, obviously, you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yes, that's what we're saying, Jesse.
Jesse,
that's what I'm trying to...
I'm a sissy, Jesse. I'm a sissy boy.
Yes, I'm a sissy boy.
No, but Jesse, what we're talking here, I agree with you. This is ethical. I don't disagree with you that what these kids have is an amazing skill. You cannot argue that in a public space where no one is expecting, yes, a bear to be skinned, filleted, and processed, that that is an appropriate thing to do.
I don't know. In my eyes, I think there's a lot more things in this world that are inappropriate that are going on.
Amen, brother.
Well, I agree. Yeah, disco. Yeah. Let's just take disco for example. I don't want disco breaking up.
Yeah, we're done. We're right on that line.
Yes, we are.
Running on that line. I think every college should have a bear processing kitchen in every
room. Before you graduate, you got to drag a bear across that
stage.
Whatever you do. Stage. I've really blanked out.
Speaking of education.
College ain't my thing.
Yeah, no
or graduation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So this story happened just west of us.
Yeah.
The Erie County Sheriff's Department were flying their helicopter on Sunday night.
Wait, they got a helicopter?
They have a. I would assume every county has a helicopter.
We got right? one?
Monroe County Sheriff's? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When the helicopter pilots realized someone was shooting a blue laser towards the aircraft.
Oh, those pointer things?
Yeah. So they say that the laser hit their aircraft multiple times, and that is bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really bad.
Sure.
Story says it can cause issues with the instruments in the aircraft. Did you know that?
No, I just thought it blinded the guys.
Is that true? 252 WCMF? It also says, yes, you can blind the pilots while flying and cause a legit disaster. So authorities sprang into action. Police say they found the man, and they found him fast, and he is now in serious trouble. He's been charged by the Federal Aviation Administration.
Those boys don't mess around.
Not only can he be charged $11,000 for every time the laser hit the plane.
Oh.
If they wanted to throw the book at him, he can be put behind bars in federal prison if he's convicted.
Damn.
And they take this just as seriously on the ground as they do in the air. A few years ago, Tommy, at a Bills game, someone in the crowd was shining a laser pointer at the players during the game.
Okay.
They found that man, charged him. That person was banned from the stadium for life.
Damn.
So if you're keeping track, laser pointer and touching Lamar Jackson, Banned for life.
No good.
By the way, that guy was a season ticket holder, too.
Oh,
the
no.
one with the pointer.
Yeah.
Can anybody explain the point of shining the laser pointer at planes and helicopters?
It's just, you just want to be a dick.
But it happens a lot.
I know.
And it's not, because you would think it's like a little kid thing to do.
Right.
But it's a grown-ass person doing it.
It's super dangerous.
Are you just doing it to see the laser on the plane?
I don't know.
Look at my laser.
But you know what you could possibly do.
Is there something we're missing, another reason, 252-WCMF, why people want to do this other than look at my laser on the plane?
Yeah.
Because if it's just to see the little blue dot on the helicopter,
right.
I can't think of a dumber crime you could commit.
You wouldn't even be able to see it anyways, most likely.
Like, the risk versus reward doesn't even exist.
No,
you get nothing. You potentially cause an aviation accident. What would be the purpose, 252-WCMF, of having a laser pointer that powerful, period?
Mm-hmm. And why do they sell them? Like, they should ban. Why would you make them? What do you need?
Yeah, what are they?
There's got to be an
if they're that dangerous and laser. They have no point.
Well, Kimmy. Well, no, they are a laser pointer. So
when you do your PowerPoint,
they have a point. Well, yeah, I could use it on. I've always wanted a laser pointer for.
I don't even know what a PowerPoint thing is.
How it's been?
I've never been to one.
It's been around for 40 years, and yes, you have. I've been with you in PowerPoint presentations. You dumbass.
Well, wake me up next time.
So apparently, people use them. They can be used for pointing out celestial objects in astronomy.
Oh, that's gotta have that.
Well, no,
there's a big guiding tours. They say.
Wait, those things are that powerful?
I don't know if those are like the most powerful ones.
Oh, I thought like doctors use them, like operations or something.
Why would you laser the insides of somebody during
like to
an
see
operation?
Better, like to see better.
That's not a flashlight. It's a laser.
Well, close up, maybe you see better.
What are you talking
about? I don't know. Maybe the medical people use
the lasers. Doctors use they're like lasers that cause heat and remove things. Mm-hmm. These are not like laser pointers. Here's the spleen.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know, so why do
I'm
you
not
speak?
A doctor. I ask.
No,
I said maybe.
That's not asking. That's making a statement. How do you not know the difference between statement
and
question? Wait a minute. You're telling me some of those laser pointers are so powerful, Kimmy, I could point them in space? And
well, you see see them in the sky, so you can point
Yeah, I don't think it
out.
Hits the moon.
Yeah, it doesn't actually hit the planet.
So then why would you have it?
Knock it off!
But it's so you
Earth?
Can, I guess you can see enough. I don't know.
252-WCMF, guy just west of us arrested after they say he was shining a blue laser towards the Erie County Sheriff's helicopter. He's been arrested. He's in serious trouble. He's facing charges of $11,000 for every time the laser hit the plane. And if they want to throw the book at him, they can throw him in federal prison. So what we don't have in this story.
What's that?
The age of the man accused.
But they
of
are
the
saying a man.
It is someone over 18.
Child.
Yes. And you got to hope this is an 18, 19-year-old kid. Because if this is a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask
which
you a question.
Which we've seen. Yes, grown ass men.
Multiple times. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you find out, hypothetically, in the story, it is a 40-year-old man, would you have issue with them doing 5 years in federal prison?
Not at all. Like, send him into prison?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, send him into prison.
5 years in federal prison.
Bro, you could have crashed that helicopter. And by the way, you pointed it at a police helicopter. You idiot. You should get an extra 2 years for being an idiot.
So now you want 7 years.
7 years, two on an idiot charge.
Yeah, but the way you speak, if you got charged, you got 2 years. Damn it, now I did it. Now we're both going to jail on an idiot charge for 2 years.
Yeah, that guy should go to jail. Whoever did it should go to jail.
Are these people shining lasers at planes and helicopters? Are they a subset of the folks who park and watch planes take off and land at the airport?
I don't know. No, because those people just...
They just enjoy
watching the plane.
Subset, not all of them.
Like that's where it starts with watching planes
and maybe
then
it
escalates
I'd like to point this
laser guy.
And crash it.
Okay, can I be honest with you? Do you trust the people that park at the airport and watch the planes?
What?
Do I what?
Do you trust them?
Trust them for what?
Do you trust them?
Well, they're just sad.
Are they? Okay.
And apparently they like fumes.
I don't think I trust them.
What do you think they're going to
do? Not that they're planning anything. It's just...
Well, you think it looks suspicious?
It's a little weird.
You just think it's a weird hobby.
It's a weird hobby to have, right? There are way more people than you think. Like, I grew up down the street from the airport.
Right, so you've seen them.
Which is why I have the IQ that I do. Yeah. But, like... every day when I would like be riding my bike or playing with friends, there would always be four or five minimum cars watching planes land. And
I always figure it's old men, you know, planes, trains, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen the train crash.
Oh, yeah, good movie. I always think it's the same guy.
But what are you hoping to see when you go watch
different planes, maybe? Sometimes maybe you get a different jet.
And by
the
way,
mix.
I can see if you're like at a major airport,
yeah.
But to do it here, we don't get a lot of air traffic here. It's like, there's the old Delta. Should be another one here in about 4 hours.
But it's the same thing with the trains. All the trains look pretty similar.
Look at that guy on Channel A with the trains. I don't get that guy.
What do you mean you don't get that guy? He's been on the news for like 40 years.
How? Taking pictures of trains?
By the way, same question directed towards CMF.
Hey, by the way, no trains.
You love trains.
I have never subjected the audience to train talk.
But
I've done a lot of bad things, Pat. Been sued for some of them.
When it comes to why you go watch the planes,
yeah,
you're not hoping for something out of the ordinary, are you? Not you personally, the people that are watching.
I think they just like to watch the mechanics of the plane take off and landing. That's what I think.
Do they not know about YouTube?
Ooh, maybe they should.
Should we go down there and be like, hey, guys, you're not going to believe this?
But they probably like the sound of it, you know, the thrust, all that stuff.
Okay, calm down over there. I'm here for the thrust.
They probably have a thrust fetish.
A threadish. Keegan writes us on Instagram. By the
way,
great name, Keegan Mahoney. He could be the sheriff of Boston with that name. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I use a laser pointer in construction to point stuff out that is up high. Okay. So Keegan's got a laser pointer.
Okay.
I got it. All right. It's up high. I had to point at it with my laser pointer. I'm Sheriff Keegan Mahoney of the city of Boston. All right. So the moral of the story here.
What's that?
Don't shine laser pointers at planes.
Keep your pointer in your pants.
Thank you. By the way, Karen is writing us links of laser pointers that project pictures of penises.
Wait, it projects a penis?
It projects a picture of a penis, the laser does.
Out in the sky.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
So, like, by the way, I've seen
that. Well, if you do that, you're going to get your mom's attention. Na, 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 penis mom.
Really? Really? Thank God.
She's looking for the diddler.
Thank God Ryan is on his way in soon to save this show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of sports, It is the end, buddy.
Wow.
It always comes too fast.
Yeah.
Joining us, as he does with every home stand in Rochester, General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Mace, how's it going, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Great. What'd you bring for us today to eat?
Burger. What do you think?
Very good.
Oh, good.
Delicious.
So, did you give this chef the last week off, or what's going on here?
No.
It's good.
He came in early. And
all right, real good.
Yeah.
I saw jambalaya. I saw you guys had jambalaya, and I got excited.
I just want to say the way that both of you guys are eating this burger is very, very different.
Wait a minute.
You want to break it down for him?
So, you know, Pat takes a full-on burger bite, lettuce, tomato, mayo, whatever else he got on there.
And he's regretting every bite.
Tommy, in his dainty little fingers, has ripped off pieces of the burger, left the bun, and is eating it piece by piece by hand.
Much like a squirrel that gets a hold of your sandwich.
Yes.
The way I eat, baby. I just go for the meat every time.
Mace? This is it, buddy. Last homestand of the season.
Last homestand. Yeah, three games left to go.
So what do you guys got going on tonight?
Tonight? Well, it's fan appreciation weekend. So prizes galore every game.
So you're just cleaning out stuff?
Yeah. Got it. Big blowout sale at the team store, by the way.
All right, so
all weekend.
Can we talk about that? Because I think I am popping in for the blowout sale at the team store.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we talking here? Are we talking, like rock bottom prices, Mace?
Rock bottom price.
You're talking like I'm going to walk in and I'm going to walk out with a giant bag full of stuff that I should not have bought.
You will have a field day. All kinds of stuff you can't get normally.
Oh,
right, jerseys.
Okay, I'm in. All right. You're cool.
Plus, we have our brand new couple jackets. You're probably going to wear.
I've seen the jackets.
Oh,
the jackets look great.
Cool.
The jackets look awesome. Right? Yeah, they're really good. Really good.
80s, 90s style starter jackets.
Badass.
So, get in on that.
Thank you, Mace.
All right. Yeah. So tonight, 6:05, we got fireworks. It's Deaf Culture Night, Fan Appreciation Night. And then tomorrow night, 6:05, we got fireworks. Bruce the Bat Dog's final appearance of 2025.
Okay. So where do you put him in the offseason?
Doesn't matter. He don't know. He doesn't even know it's his last night. He's so stupid.
What are you saying about
Bruce? You know what the hell's going on, man?
Bruce the Bat Dog. What are
you
doing?
Yeah, come back tomorrow, Bruce.
You're the one arguing that your dog needs a 5-star luxury hotel when you go on vacation an hour ago.
Yeah, Bruce just hangs out at his house.
Okay, so we've actually gotten sincere questions from audience members. Yeah. He doesn't live at the ballpark.
No.
Okay. No, people think that he's like your team's dog.
No, he's Josh Schneider's dog. Josh is his owner.
Okay.
And, he lives here in town.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be out of it because you've seen. Okay, is it Bowling Green, the college football team?
Yeah.
They have a team cat now. And the
team cat?
So it blew.
Budget cuts?
It blew up Tommy virally after week one. They have now hired cat security.
Oh.
So the cat now has four people that walk around in suits with sunglasses. The cat has a backpack that is clear that it lives in until they get on the field.
Damn.
And the cat lives with the team, apparently.
Wow.
So
All right.
So Bruce the Bat Dog.
Bruce the Bat
night.
Dog and Billy Buffalo is going to be there too, signing autographs and posing for photos with fans.
All right, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So Kimmy, we've become familiar with a couple of mascots.
Yep.
You know, working this job.
Very familiar.
And like they do a great job.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fun. But much like goalies in hockey.
Yeah.
Mascots can get a little weird and territorial.
Quirky. They're very passionate.
Well, they're quirky.
Do you have to sit down with Spikes and Mitzi and have a discussion? Like, listen.
Be nice.
Billy's coming in, right? We still love you. It doesn't win nothing against you. It's just, you know, we're having a promotion tonight, and this is what's going to happen.
No, they're pals.
Okay.
They're all, all the mascots get along.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how this goes.
I just had one guy, and they just switched heads.
No, they're all out there at the same time.
Because mascots can get competitive, right? It's an attention-seeking thing. And let's say you bring in Billy Buffalo. Maybe Billy Buffalo is a little
this
more.
This is our territory.
Yeah, I mean, it happens in radio.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an unfair question.
No, it's not an unfair question. But I'm telling you, they all get along.
Okay.
Great.
Right.
They're very good friends.
Well, he has to say that, right?
Yeah,
you don't want some kind of mascot turf war going on an innovative field tonight.
Feathers everywhere.
There you go.
No, they get along great.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
So we got fireworks on Saturday night, too. Last fireworks show of the year, Tommy. Saturday.
Good.
They only got like four left, by the way. 13-second fireworks show, and we're done.
And then Sunday, final game of the year.
Oh,
kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. And again, big savings in the team store this whole weekend.
Yeah.
Big blowout sale. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday 6:05, Saturday 6:05, Sunday 1:05.
Did you guys buy too much stuff?
No.
Well, no. You keep bringing up. The blowout at the team sale, and every time your team store, and every time you say it, you sound a little more desperate. Like we don't have enough room to store all this stuff,
So please come buy merch. Like I feel like my job's on the line because I've made a terrible mistake. No. I need you to please come buy Red Wings merchandise.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
This is a chance to get some great deals on some sweet swag.
No, I'm just.
We're always bringing new stuff in. Like the starter stuff.
Sweet swag.
All kinds of great drip in the Red Wings team stuff.
God, available. I got to deal with this jackass doing kid stuff. I don't need you coming in and doing it, too. All right. There is one thing I want to ask you when it comes to the offseason. Because, Tommy, if you are not familiar, the Red Wings built this brand new training facility off the side of Innovative Field.
Okay.
And when you pull in now, you can see this big building. It's where all the players go through.
But it's an indoor facility.
Yeah, so Kimmy and I were fortunate enough to go in and mess with it a little bit. You have not only, like, multiple indoor pitching mounds, you have batting cages, and there's a digital batting cage. Like, could you explain this to me?
Sure. So we purchased this piece of equipment called Hit Tracks. So you can put up.
Which was Tommy's favorite syndicated radio show.
You used to love those guys in the morning.
Pretty good. Hit Tracks! Yeah. This one goes out to Tommy Boulay. It's Bee Gees. How deep is your ball?
So we're going to have a hitting league. So you can project, like, who's your favorite major league team?
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. Right. So you could say you want to play at Rogers Center. We project on the screen an image of Rogers Center.
But this is for the players?
The players use it, but we'll be using it for kids in the area here in the off season. We'll be able to participate in our Hit Tracks hitting leagues.
So if
that's pretty cool.
Now, if I wanted to hypothetically, like me and my buddies, we get together, and you go, I want to go do batting practice at Yankee Stadium today.
Yep.
Could I book that facility so I could come down Innovative Field, book that facility, and we could have a home run derby?
Yeah.
At Yankee
Just
Stadium.
Say goodbye to your social.
That sounds awesome.
I was
going to
say like. Kids' birthday parties,
new level. Can you fix it?
Way since a bowling alley.
Yeah, no kidding. Can you fix it so I can actually hit home runs out of Yankee Stadium? Or
if we move you up to like a little past second base?
Did you actually do that though?
Sure. For you?
Why are you lying? Why are you lying to an FCC microphone, Dan Mason?
Yes. Call us at 454-1001 to book your times.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings and known liar, hanging out with us here in the break room on CMF. I mean, that's seriously, Kimmy, like, think of your husband.
Oh, my gosh. He's in.
And it's a great play, Tommy, on the whole, like, the Top Golf facilities that have been going all over the place. It is, but this one's actually fun.
All right.
Well, no, it's frustrating going to these, like, digital driving ranges because, like, if you hit it, now I get to go be baseball.
All right.
How often do you get to be baseball? Like, you can't just go to a park with your buddies and be let's go play, have a home run derby.
Yeah. Now you can.
That's
awesome. You can
come
to Innovative Field.
All right, and again, if I want to go look into that, what do I do, Mace?
Check out redwingsbaseball.com or give us a buzz at 454-1001, and we'll put you in touch with the right person to hook you up for the Hit Tracks League.
Fantastic. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. So tonight, Deaf Culture Night.
And fireworks. 6:05. And Saturday, 6:05. Fireworks, Bruce the Bat Dog, and Billy Buffalo, and then Sunday, Kids Can Run the Bases 105.
Get out.
You're done. Yesterday.
Summer's over.
Yesterday we
summer's
announced.
Summer's over. It was 50 degrees this morning. Get out.
Kimmy, is your husband participating in the Vision Home Run Derby again?
I know he's in.
What's he doing?
All right.
Yeah.
Home Run Derby again on September 30th featuring Damar Hamlin.
So Damar Hamlin will be signing autographs while there is a Home Run Derby happening at Innovative Field on September 30th.
Yes. And the first 1,000 people get a free hot dog and a free ice cream sandwich.
Oh, wait. Free ice cream sandwich?
You're giving out 1,000 freaking hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that your mom's Saturday night? Nice try. I saw it coming. Picked it off. You were saying, Mace. I'm sorry.
September 30th. Get your free tickets at any Vision Auto dealership.
Ice cream sundaes.
Ice cream sandwich.
And you can run the bases with my
hot dog.
Dead mother.
And watch Kimmy's husband hit home runs.
Will your husband be signing autographs too?
He could, if I'm sure he'd be happy to.
Somebody in that family should.
Would you allow her husband to hit home runs with no shirt on? Is that going to be okay?
I don't know if he's.
I'll talk to him. Mace, can we make that happen?
Sure. Yeah.
He's a hero. I mean, keep in mind, he's a hero.
Put right some sun on those tatas.
Mace, if we want tickets this weekend, where do we go?
RedWingsBaseball.com or give us a buzz at 423-WING.
Right, have a great We Are Winter, Mace.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Drag your ass out of here.
Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.